Welcome to Megabucks Radio. Conversations with successful entrepreneurs, sharing their tips and strategies for success. Real world ideas that could put Megabucks in your bank account. Here's your host, Nina Hershberger.
Well, welcome to today's show. This one's going to be a little different. It's one I have been wanting to do for a long time. We're going to talk about sponsorships. In fact, my guest today is Claude Haggerty, and he has got an amazing story. The one thing that I didn't ask him before we got on today's show is, how could we get even somebody who wrote a book, could they get sponsorship? So I'm going to remind him that we need to talk about this. But just give you a little background on Claude. Claude spent was raised in four different foster homes. He was going from home to home, and he had a stuttering problem. So obviously, you knew school was not an easy thing for Claude. But there was something that happened in his life. He discovered the library, and in the library was something that created magic in his life, figuratively and in reality. And Claude, that's where I want us to start the story. So first of all, welcome to today's show.
I appreciate it, Nina. I'm looking forward to having a great conversation with you here today.
Oh, so tell me, what happened in that library and how old were you?
Well, the first thing that changed my life was in grade 7. I went into the school library and I found a book on magic tricks, and I learned a simple card trick. And I would take a deck of cards and I would practice this trick so I could do this without stuttering. And I went to show my principal this trick, and he always praised me for wowing him. A few months later, I went back to my school library, and there was a book on the table as someone left behind. And this book talked about how to make your dreams come true. And it recommended that I take a piece of paper, write down my biggest dream. So I wrote down that I'm going to create one of the largest magic shows in Canada. I was going to raise $1 million for charity. I was going to make an elephant disappear, of all things. And I wanted to work with lions and tigers like Siegfried and Roy. And I showed my principal my dreams and goals. And a couple days later, my principal called me to the office, said there was a big magic show coming to a nearby city. He bought 5 tickets for this performance, but there's only 4 people in his family. So he had a random draw. And from all the kids at the school, I would win this lucky magic ticket. And I got to go with him and his family to be amazed. And that's how this started.
Okay, so 7th grade, and you really physically wrote down that kind of dream?
Yes. I put it on my bedroom mirror and on my school locker, yes. One of the coolest things I think that happened to me was the fact that I showed that to my principal. And I think that's a lesson for all of us, because we keep our dreams and goals bottled inside of us. And many times, if we were to share our goals and what we hope to accomplish with others, many of them are the ones that will help us to make this happen.
Yeah, but, you know, in your life, weren't you afraid that he'd make fun of you? I mean, those are pretty big dreams for a seventh grade.
Yes. But that's what I wrote down. That's what the book said to do. I put them on my bedroom mirror. And eventually, I started building this magic show. And by the time I was in my early 20s, I became a full-time illusionist. And I was able to open the largest shopping mall in the world for 140,000 people.
I remember when we first talked, you said, you know, if you think of all of the cities across Canada and you took a dart, there wouldn't be any city that you had not probably done some sort of show for.
That's right. I think I did around 11,000 events in 11,000 different cities.
And so that was certainly, I mean, you made your mark in that. So let's segue into sponsorships. Did you have sponsors during those days, or how did that work?
Well, I was kind of forced into sponsorships, not by choice. because I traveled with 8 tons of equipment and I had a large staff, and because I was involving 400-pound Siberian tigers in my show, the insurance was unbelievable. So my costs were more than my clients could pay, could afford to pay. So I was kind of forced into the sponsorship model to so I could afford to, so my clients could be able to afford me. And I realized by getting sponsored, there was 4 major advantages that I instantly had as an advantage. Number one, as soon as I partnered with someone as a sponsor, I get immediate credibility. And this was credibility that I may not have had on my own. The second advantage is when I took on a sponsor or a champion, they had a Rolodex of connections of other folks and partners that could help me to do my events. The third advantage is a sponsor gave me instant cash. So many times I had thousands of dollars in cash before I even did my event, which sure paves the way for an expert. And then the last thing would be I had complete control over my calendar because I was self-funded through sponsorships. I was able to pick and choose the dates that I wanted to perform, and I got to pick and choose who I partnered with.
Okay, so all that makes sense. So what was the advantage of a sponsor to sponsor you? Why would they do it?
Well, first of all, one of the things that I always tried to do was to benefit a local nonprofit group in every situation where I could. So first of all, a local business or a sponsor would see value in not only supporting that cause, but to get access to that nonprofit group's followers. So if I was doing a show or an event or a speaking engagement, and we were going to benefit Habitat for Humanity, or we're going to benefit, say, senior citizens, then there are sponsors and businesses that want to be in front of that audience. You know, they have a product or service that caters to that market.
Okay, so give me an example.
Let's say you were doing a seminar, a half-day seminar, on how to retire gracefully or how to have income after retirement, and you were catering more to senior citizens or seniors, there would be some nonprofit groups that may benefit seniors, but there would also be some sponsors that may be like the banking institution that they sell reverse mortgages, or they provide mobility equipment to help seniors get around with wheelchairs and walkers and mobility. So there would be businesses that would love to be in front of that audience, and they would partner with us to help us put on events to serve that cause.
Okay, so let's go down and let's a real rabbit trail. So let's say we're in a 55 and older community, so that's the ideal. Let's say it is somebody who's in the mortgage industry and they are talking about reverse mortgages. And so they're going to put a seminar on how to get money out of your home to help pay for certain things. So it would be that mortgage broker who would pick up the phone and call the mobility company, the hearing aid company, the assisted living, whomever, and would say, I'm going to have this event. We're going to do it at this location. So now, what would the talk track be?
Well, here's the thing. Nina, one of the things that I find working with entertainers and race teams all over the world is most people complicate this process. So in the beginning, businesses will probably only sponsor you if you can check off 3 boxes, if they know you, like you, and trust you. If a business does not know you, like you, and trust you, the odds of being sponsored would be not all that great. So one of the things that we encourage folks to do is to reach out to businesses that already know, like, and trust you, and that you already know, like, and trust them, and begin with those sponsors in the beginning. Like, who's your realtor? Who's your veterinarian? Who's your dentist? Who's your, what businesses do you support, right? in your own community first, and then to leverage that out from there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So, and what I do is I have multiple sponsors, but I only have one sponsor in every category. So if I'm doing an event, I may have one realtor. That's it. First come, first serve. I may have one mortgage agent. First come, first serve. I may have one automotive business. First come, first serve. That will partner with me to make the magic happen in my community. And from
to benefit from nonprofit.
To benefit nonprofit, to benefit the audience as a whole, to benefit the festival, the fair, the shopping mall, wherever we're performing. In my case, many times it was with local nonprofit groups. When we deal with nonprofit groups, not only do we have your board of directors, not only do you have the people that they serve, the homeless, the addicted, you know, the challenged, there's also a group of donors that donate money on a regular basis to that cause. And those donors are normally entrepreneurs, self-employed, management. They're the ones who can have the affordability to donate to that cause on an ongoing basis. So many times if we go to the nonprofit group and say, how do you reward your existing donors? Most of them will tell you not enough. But what if we were to do an event, bring in a speakers, and to benefit those donors? What if we could help them to grow their business so that they in turn can afford to donate even more money to our cause? And most experts deal with that niche. You're self-employed, your management, your entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, papapreneurs, right? So there's a whole whack of businesses in each community that would love to have access to that niche as well, like automotive. And here's the thing. Drive around your city and look at all your billboards. And I can tell you already who they are. They're your realtors, your mortgage agents, your financial planners, your roofing companies, your heating and air conditioning companies. And one of the reasons they make good sponsors because they only need – if you were a realtor and I sent you one lead – and you sold a home, that could generate thousands of dollars of commission just with one customer.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Right? So if I could come to you and say, hey, Nina, I noticed you have this billboard that costs you $4,000 a month. What if we took 1 month of that and we partnered together and we benefited, we did an event and we were to benefit these causes? And I was to make sure that you were recognized as a realtor that stepped forward to make this happen here in this community. We're helping veterans. We're helping seniors. We're helping Habitat for Humanity. We're helping the firefighters. We're helping the hospital. We're helping the homeless.
So when you do that, Claude, do you always just pick up the phone and call? Do you send letters? How do you get even the person you need to talk to on the phone?
Well, see, first of all, you know, I'm not into selling. So one of the easiest way is what Dean and I call, Dean Hankey's my partner, what we call VIP, which is create value in advance that generates an impact. And then there might be an opportunity for us to mutually profit together. There's a difference between if you were a realtor and I called you and said, hi, Nana, I'm doing an event, send me a check, sponsor me. Or if I was to give you value in advance, if I sent you a little promo video, if I did something with your logo, if I took your logo and put it on my Facebook page telling all my friends how awesome you are as a realtor, what great service you provided for me, if I left you a Google review, if I left you a Facebook review, if I gave you some value in advance, if I sent you a customer of someone who listed a home, would you be more or less likely wanting to talk to me about partnering together and how we can mutually profit opposed to me sending you or calling you cold turkey and say, hi, I'm doing this event. Will you sponsor me? So yeah, we like to give value in advance that generates an impact. I'll give you an idea. I'm a racing fan. So a couple of years back, I'm sitting in a stadium on a Saturday night watching Saturday Night Racing, and I noticed there was 500 empty seats in the stadium almost every Saturday night. So I went to the owner and said, hey, I have an idea for you. You should partner with nonprofit groups. They should buy those seats and you donate a portion back to the nonprofit group. He sent me an email, go, oh my God, what you said was so fantastic. That was, what a great idea. Hey, give you value in advance. I'm not asking anything in exchange. I'm just helping you. So there's a time, I think man has realized that there's a time to plant seeds, there's a time to nurture those seeds, and there's a time to harvest. So I like to plant seeds. I like to nurture that relationship. And then I like to see if there's a way where we could harvest or mutually profit or benefit by helping each other after I've already given you value.
Okay, so let's fast forward. I think, what was the year, 2016? No, when did you go off the road? When are you no longer?
2006, so I took my show off the road. I retired for good after 36 years of being on the road. And I opened a brick and mortar mom and pop sub sandwich shop.
And if I recall what you said is you have sponsorships for a sandwich shop. So tell me how that works.
Well, I got my meat slicer sponsored. I got my pop machine sponsored. I got all my cold cuts sponsored. I even have another business that pays my rent at my sub shop as a, basically as a sponsor. And I give them value back in other ways. So I was able to open a business that would have cost me $40,000 or $50,000. I was able to open it for less than $500 because I had everything paid for by sponsors.
Okay.
I created some events in my community that would benefit some nonprofit groups. And rather than my butcher paying me $2,000, he gave me a $5,000 meat slicer rather than somebody else. So I got my cold cuts, my uniforms, my sign, by creating an event and then trading what I needed for my sub shop in return of the sponsorship.
Okay, what kind of event was it?
I did a magic show, but because I'm a magician, but it could be anything.
Okay. So right? You did a magic show.
Right? And I involved a couple of nonprofit groups. And then what I did is I reached out to some businesses that had things that I needed. I went to them and said, look, I'm a magician. I'm opening up a sub shop. This is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going to benefit. And this is how you can help me. And this is how I can help you. Now, by the way, my butcher shop that donated my meat slicer, I've already bought about probably $350,000 worth of meat from him since that day. But I created a win-win opportunity. This is who I am. This is what I'm trying to do. This is what I need. And this is how I can repay you over and above what it would cost me if I normally had to buy this from you. This is how I can give you value in exchange. If it's for you, say yes. If this is no, say no thanks.
So in other words, let me see if I can interpret this. So you needed a slicer, a meat slicer. He has them. He sells them. And
right.
And so you're going to do a magic show for a couple of them. And it's sponsored by this meat person.
That's right.
Instead of giving you $2,000, he just gives you the unit that would cost him less than $2,000 in exchange for saying, from now on, I will buy all my meat from you.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Win-win. Straight up. This is who I, you know, we call it hot. Totally honest, open, and transparent. This is how I am. This is what I'm doing. This is what I need. This is who I'm going to benefit. And this is how you can benefit should you decide to partner with me in this. If it makes sense, let's do something. If not, no harm done.
Okay, so who is paying your sponsoring, giving you money to pay your rent every month?
There's a heating and air conditioning company, and I do their social media. I do a social media post on their Facebook page 4 times a week, and they pay me a dollar figure, which pays 100% of my rent at my store.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Do you have like a little newsletter? So, I mean, I don't know how many people you've got coming into your sandwich shop, but obviously, you know, people that eat, people that have money, people that whatever. Do you have any kind of little newsletter? And then you feature these sponsors in that?
One of the things that we do, we have a very cool loyalty program at our at our shop. And when, you know, you come in, you have a stamp card. Every time you buy a sub, you get a stamp. You get 12 subs. You get 12 stamps. We give you two free sandwiches, which, you know, other businesses have done. What we do is once those cards are full, we get you to put your name and phone number on it. We put it into a draw barrel. And a couple times a month, we give that barrel a spin. We pull out those loyalty cards live on Facebook, and we give away some killer prizes, all have which have been sponsored. Because we live 10 minutes from Niagara Falls, which is a very tourist destination, we're able to get some amazing prizes, jet skiing, going on the helicopter rides and things like that. And we give these prizes away, and they're all sponsored, because we promote them to our 4,000 followers. We have 4,000 regular customers, and we're promoting these attractions and these businesses. And they give away a prize, which one of our customers wins. We ask our customers when they're done if they would go and leave a five-star review back on that page. And they would share their experience on our page as well, which creates more interest for our program, more interest for our sandwiches, and more interest for those we partner with.
Well, do you have stickers around your, you know, saying, talking about the heating and air conditioning person, talking about the Niagara, whatever? I mean, anything like that?
We don't have stickers per se, but we essentially, you know, we definitely thank them on our social media pages, and we simply refer them. And, you know, I've also created, because I'm quite involved with the Speedway, I got the heating and air conditioning company, sponsored some race cars. I got them some advertising at the Speedway. Right.
Interesting.
Which is something, yeah, which is something they may have not been able to do on their own. But because I'm working with the Speedway and I'm creating these events for the Speedways, the Speedway also gave me a $7,000 advertising package for my sub shop. I have my own sub day, my own night of racing, and I can address the whole 2,000 or 3,000 people in the stadium, give them benefits, give away subs, promote my sub shop, get my name and photos with all the winners, have a booth at the track. So I get a lot of extra perks, and it's all because I help the racetrack fill their empty seats, creating value in events.
Okay, let's move into, because I know that you're one of the passions that you and Dean have, Dean's your partner, is to help speakers, to help other entrepreneurs, to actually, because you know how much the nonprofit world, particularly post-COVID or middle of COVID or into whatever we are, you know, there's more needs now than ever. And so let's say that you are a speaker. Tell me how they would go about doing this kind of strategy.
Well, the first thing would be is to reach out to a local nonprofit group and arrange to go visit with them. And we normally ask them a couple quick questions, right? First of all, you know, what do you do here? Who do you serve? What do you need right now? And I always like to ask them, have you personally witnessed any miracles or anything life-changing here that you could share with me in any way? And most of them would tell us of their struggles, that they're serving more people now than ever before, that they have less resources now than ever before to work with. And so I take this information. I might go visit 5 or 6 different nonprofit groups in any given area. And then a couple of days later, I would go back and saying, you know, I met with you. What you told me about your cause really resonated with me. I'd love to see if I could help you. What if we partnered together? What if we did an event? What if we provided the seminar, the workshop, the program, whatever it may be? You have your followers. What if we promoted this together, created an event, and we'll split the tickets 50-50?
Okay.
Most of,
what kind of ticket price?
Well, it depends on what it would be for, but most authors, speakers, and that was doing seminars, we would offer them maybe a $100 ticket where they would come and do a full day or half day seminar for $100, which may normally have been $1,000, $1,500 to attend. But because we're working in conjunction with this nonprofit group, on the average, we would draw 100 people at $100 a piece, $10,000 in ticket sales, $5,000 would go back to the speaker, and $5,000 would go to the nonprofit group. the sponsors, most sponsorships, we keep 100% of our sponsorship money. But the sponsorship allows us to be generous with our ticket split, because normally when you go to an event, you normally promote it, sell your admittance, and keep 100%. That's the way events are done. But because we are sponsored, we're now able to donate 50% of our ticket. First of all, we're able to discount our program that normally would have been $1,000, but today we're only charging $100 for this program. Because of our sponsors, we're able to do this. And secondly, we're now in a position that we could donate 50% of our ticket sales to a local nonprofit group, because our sponsors allow us that affordability to make that happen.
So, Claude, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, let's say somebody thinks, well, I'm not a good speaker. I'm not good on the stage. I freeze up and stuff. But what this sounds really interesting, it sounds like something I'd like to participate in. Could they find someone who's good at speaking? I'm just going to pull just an idea out of my head.
Sure.
What about a humane shelter? And so they find somebody who's very good about training dogs.
Right.
And, you know, which would be a very interesting seminar to come to. You know, how in 20 minutes or less to, you know, get your dog not to jump or bark when people come, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and so, but I don't know that. So would they partner with somebody? Does that make sense too?
You know, the thing is, it could be anything. We could do an ice cream social. We could do a pie eating contest. We could do any event, right? In our case, because we are entertainers, speakers, presenters, we already have the event built in. See, normally when the nonprofit groups decide to do fundraising, they have to get their committee together. They have to brainstorm. They have to think of an idea. They have to promote that idea. They have to man it. They have to clean up, pay their expenses, and hopefully make a profit. We're saying, hey, what if we did an event, whatever it may be? We'll bring the event done. This is what we do. We got this part. You help us promote it. We'll give you the tools that you need to help promote it to your group. We'll do a 50-50 ticket split. And we're able to do this because of the generosity of our partners in the community. Perhaps we got the venue donated. Perhaps we got some cash up front, which allowed us to be generous with our ticket sales. Many of our sponsors will also throw in some perks for those who attend. Imagine paying $100 to attend my event, but you walked away with $200 or $300 in bonus coupons or bonus offers of some sort by our champions. You got a free car wash. You got a free oil change. You got this. You got that. Free pizza, whatever.
Yeah, very wins. Interesting. Yeah.
Everybody wins, right?
Yeah, makes perfect sense. But Claude, I am looking at the clock, and unfortunately we are at the end of our time. But I know there are going to be people that have been hearing and listening to this show who's going to say, Claude, I want to know more. That sounds like something that I need to know about, something that I could do. Where can they find out more? Where can they learn, you know, training or anything that they can go to?
There's a couple of things that we could do, Nina. First of all, you can go to chatwithclaude.com, which is my appointment calendar. I'll gladly chat with anyone who's interested in sponsorships or making a difference for nonprofit groups to find out firsthand where you're at and to give you some direction that might help you. So chatwithclaude.com. Also, my partner and I, Dean Hankey, and I are putting on a web chat on Friday, July 22nd at noon Eastern Standard Time. We'll do about an hour. We'll talk about creating events. We'll talk about getting them sponsored, and we'll talk about creating products or services to offer those folks afterwards. That's completely free. You can go to deanhankey.com/webchat. And also, Nina, I will also post a review of a web chat that Dean and I did recently, and I'll post this under claudehagerty.com/Nina.
Okay, so that's not a review. That's a replay of one
replay.
Of the webinars.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Well, that's very generous, Claude. I mean, just to get time with you one-on-one is an incredibly generous offer. So again, thank you so much. It doesn't matter what business or what you're doing, there are nonprofits that need help, and it's a good way for you to win, for them to win, and for sponsors to win. So it's a triple win. I call it the trifecta. You have you've gotten that trifecta down perfected. So anyway, Claude, thank you for being on today's show. And until next time, this is Nina Hershberger. Go out and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Megabucks Radio with Nina Hershberger. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, visit megabucksradio.com.